Blog Talk Radio.
Angelique Lawrence with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Listen, I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible. And while you're doing that, all month long, every episode, we've been encouraging each other to help the sisters and brothers in Christ. And everybody's watching the news and seeing what people are going through, and they say, what can I do? Well, first, you can pray for people. And the second thing you can do, you can send $20 to Feed America or $10, whatever you have. This is the time to give. Go out and give and let people see the love of God, the joy of God, and the peace of God in your life through your giving. Amen. So let's get to the Word of God. Let's start off with the prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Lord, I thank you because this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I truly thank you for all you've done, doing, and about to do, Lord God. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for being our God, and we be your people on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come in. Holy Spirit, you come in and have your way. Holy Spirit, you come in and you stretch out like never before in the name of Jesus, because it's not by might or power, but it's by your Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Move by your Spirit, Lord God. Let me decrease and you increase, Lord God. You do the work. You say the words. You give us what we need in this season right now in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, I just thank you, hallelujah, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. And as always, we start off with a quick little review of what we talked about last time. We talked about joy last time, and it did not go the way people thought it would go. God talked about the joy coming from the inside, that he's our joy, and we have to know him to have that joy that the world didn't give us and the world can't take away. Amen. And if you want to hear that in its entirety, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com, find Truth Finders, and listen to that message, and I think it will bless you. It blessed me. God has really been talking and been doing things, especially in this season. You know, 2020 is a year of perfect vision. I've seen things so much clearer, and I know a lot of you said the same thing. So today we're going to talk about speak to it. Speak to it. Amen. And we are going to start at Ezekiel. So if you have your Bibles, turn over to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Hallelujah. And it says this: the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews on you, which are muscles, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds of the breath and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. And he breathed and came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, said the Lord. Amen. Scripture, Ezekiel talking to the dry bones. But God has been speaking to us. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to me. He said, until you speak to it, it doesn't exist. Until you write it down, it can't be established. One thing we have to remember, everything was created through the word of God. When we look at Genesis, and you can go back and read it, but for time's sake, today I'm not going to read that scripture, but it's Genesis chapter 1, verses 3, 4, 6, and 9. And it shows the example of God speaking. Everything we see, God spoke into existence. He said, let there be, and it was. And so God says to us, I've given you the word of God. The word of God is my son, Jesus. He came to free us, heal us, deliver us, and set us free. So God said, I've given you my word. All you have to do is speak it. When we look at Ezekiel, the Lord commanded Ezekiel, prophesy. Speak over it. You say it. Hallelujah. You speak it into existence. Use the authority and the power I put inside of you, and you make things, hallelujah, come back to life. You make crooked places straight. You make, hallelujah, rough places smooth. You change everything in your atmosphere. But all you have to do is speak. Hallelujah. And we thank God, hallelujah, that Ezekiel was obedient to the word of God, but God is saying to us, hallelujah, you have to speak to it. You can't walk around, hallelujah, expecting things to change. God is the word. God's word is the most powerful thing on this earth. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, hallelujah, it will remain. Not only that, he told us it will not return unto us void. It accomplished every single thing we set it out to do. So God, hallelujah, on today, God is saying to us, you're Holy Ghost-filled believers. You have a piece of me living inside of you. You have God Almighty living in your hearts through the Holy Spirit. He said you have that power and authority that I have given you. Hallelujah, that Jesus left you. Like he told his disciples, work greater works than you do through the Holy Spirit, the power of God. So God is saying to us, now, what are you going to do? You have to speak to it, saints. Truth finders, you have to go in and start declaring and decreeing. Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah, listen, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is saying to us, all power and authority comes through the spoken word. How do we know that? Let's look at Proverbs. If you turn with me over to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and we're going to look at chapter 18, verse 21, 18 and 21. This is a very familiar scripture. 18 and 21 says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so, hallelujah, we see Solomon in his book of wisdom say, look, death and life all lies in what you say. So many times, a lot of us don't live that abundant life that God wants us to live because we're forever speaking death over our life. Oh, I'm never going to get ahead. I'm never, hallelujah, I'm never going to have anything. I am never going to have anything in savings. Hallelujah, I'm never going to find a good job. I'm never going to find a husband or wife. We speak those things in the atmosphere. And the thing about it is, one, since we have the power and authority of Holy Ghost, we have God Almighty. We're little g gods according to Psalms. So everything God did, we're made in his likeness and image. He spoke everything into existence. We speak everything into existence. So what happens is when we speak negative over our own lives, it can't help but manifest itself because that's the authority God's given us. But God says we're looking around and we're looking for help from everything else, and we're looking to other situations and sources to find out how to fix things. But what he said to me, hallelujah, let's get over to Matthew chapter 7. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7, and I need y'all to see this one. Hallelujah. He said in Matthew, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 says this, and this is Jesus talking because it's in red. It said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive it, and he that seeks, find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. He said, if you ask, if you speak it, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. This is a promise of God. This is the promises from Jesus Christ told us here in Matthew chapter 7. If you just speak over it, if you start declaring and decreeing, if you start saying the word of God, the most powerful thing on this earth is the word of God. If you start speaking over it, I know God has really been, hallelujah, teaching me this in these last seasons, where the adversary has been bringing these fiery darts and these things upon me, and I've just been starting to speak out loud. Oh, the devil is a liar. That is not who God called me to be. And I walk through my house, and I say those things out loud. You didn't give me a spirit of fear. I am not a procrastinator. When things start looking like, don't look like I think they should look, or I know they're not like God wants them to look in my life, I start speaking out loud. Ask my family. I go through the house, oh, the devil is a liar. You're not a procrastinator. You're not in this valley of indecision. You're not. And what I found is when I start doing that, you put those demonic spirits on notice, and they have to leave because the power and authority of God lies in you to speak over it. Hallelujah. And so I've learned to go into my church. When I go into my ministry, I say, oh, something's not here that shouldn't be here. Oh, you have to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God is saying, speak to the situation. Divorce, when your friends and family saying they're getting a divorce. Oh, what God put together, let no man put asunder in Jesus' name. And so God is saying to us, we're so quiet. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. This is one of my, I hope you're getting this, fellow truth finders. Because once I learned this and I started using this, God started opening doors to me because I realize that God's word is the most powerful thing on this earth. And if I speak it, I'm giving, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that he's Lord. And so when I start confessing his word, which according to John is God, is Jesus, everything in my atmosphere has to go because Jesus showing up. And so let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, and I think it's around verse 7. It says this, and a time to render and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. God is saying to us, it's time to speak. It's time to start declaring and decreeing in the atmosphere. It's time to start taking back our country, taking back our children, taking back our ministry, taking back our families, taking back our homes through the spoken word. He told Ezekiel, hallelujah, Ezekiel, you prophesy. I command you to prophesy of the bones. God, hallelujah, God could have did it, but he said, no, I need you to do it. I need you to stand flat foot in the authority I've given you as a child of the Most High God and speak over every single situation and circumstance in your life. I need you to go in and I need you to declare and decree in the name of Jesus. And the adversary has to go because I promised everything that you ask that I would do it. What are you asking? Are you asking? Let's look at Isaiah 45 and 11. I hope you're getting this, fellow truth finders. Write these scriptures down. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45 and 11. What are you asking? Are you asking? That's the question I have for you. Are you asking? Are you going to the throne of grace? Are you holding on to the altar, knowing that you have a God Almighty, that you serve the true and living God, and whatever you ask, he's going to give to you? This ain't a name of the claiming, hallelujah, message where you get wealth, but I'm telling you, if you love and abide in God, he will do it. Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah 45 and 11. And it says this, thus saith the Lord, Holy One of Israel, his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. He said, ask me of things to come. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to think about what's going to happen. All you have to do is say, Lord, what's going on? What's happening? He said, you ask, command you me. Hallelujah. You ask me what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you, Jesus said that, you know, you're not a servant, but you're a friend. And since you're a friend, you're not in the dark of the things that I'm doing. And so what he's saying to you, hallelujah, is if you don't understand what's going on, just ask. If you need to know what's getting ready to happen, come to me and ask me. Don't look at the news. Don't look at the world. Don't try to figure it out. Just ask me and I'll tell you. Hallelujah. Let's look at Zechariah 10 and 1. I'm trying to get these scriptures in, truth finder, so we can keep it in, hallelujah, for the sake of time. But I'm getting excited because I know what God can do when you use the word of God. Let's look at Zechariah 10 and 1. It said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of latter rain. So the Lord shall make a bright cloud and give them showers of rain to every one grass in this field. Are you, hallelujah, are you asking for east increase? Are you asking for the rain to fall on you? Hallelujah. All you have to do is ask. You don't have to be in want. You don't have to be in lack. He said, just ask. Just come before me. If you're doing everything, if you're walking upright before me, you're righteous, which means you have repented for your sins and your shortcomings, and you are abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah. I'm not saying that you're perfect, but you know what to do. You know how to repent and turn and get back in the right standing with God. All you have to do is ask for the rain. Lord, send the rain. Send the former and the latter rain, the rain that I missed. Rain down on me, Lord God. Overwhelm me. Overtake me. Hallelujah. And when you start asking, you're going to start seeing God move. Let's go over to 2 Kings. I know I'm moving kind of fast. If y'all want to go back and get these scriptures, go back and listen to it again. And I got a challenge for you if we have enough time on today. But let's get over to 2 Kings 21 through 5. Because I want you all to get these scriptures. I need you to take these back, and I need you to meditate on these. I need you to see who God is and authority that you have inside of you that God has given you. 2 Kings chapter 20, I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, and it says this. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz came to him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in the sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord God of David, my father, I have heard thy prayers. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. God said, you get ready to die. But Hezekiah said, Lord, I need more time. I walked upright before you. Just heal my body and give me more time with my children, with my family, and my friends. Hallelujah. And God granted him. Why? Because he asked. He had, hallelujah, he had the audacity to ask the God that he was serving to heal him and give him more time. Do you have that power? Do you have that confidence in who you're serving to be able to go say, look, I'm not ready. Lord, give me more time. Hallelujah. Joshua 10, 12 through 14. Joshua, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. When I first got saved, I read this, and this was life-changing for me, and I hope it's life-changing for you. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 through 14 says this, Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thy still upon Gibeon, and thy moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Joshua told the son to be still until he finished defeating his adversary. Don't go down until I, don't let this day be over. And God honored him. Why? Because he asked. Hallelujah. He stood upright before him. He said, my life, I did everything you told me to do. I'm upright before you. Now listen. I need you, hallelujah, to stop the sun so I could finish defeating my adversary, so I could be past this thing and wipe my hands of it. And God said, "You, since you asked, I'm going to do it. Because you're my servant, I'm going to do it. because you've been obedient to me, I'm just going to do it. So they can see that I'm God in your life. That's what it's all about. It's about God's glory being manifested in your life. And so he said, when you start speaking and people see you speaking for my glory, I'm going to have to do it because I need to show myself mighty in your life because they know that I am God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to James. James chapter 1. I hope you are getting this, guys. I'm getting excited today. But when I started reading, I was like, oh, God, yes, yes, Lord, yes. This is what we need, especially in this season when people don't know what to do or how to do it. God say, no, you tell it what to do. You got that story. Coronavirus, back. Get on up out of here. Get off my family. Get off my friends. You have the power and authority to speak in every situation and circumstance. James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8, and it says this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Now, this is the key, you guys. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. But he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven in wind and tossed. But let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can ask. First he said, if you lack wisdom, just ask God. We all the things, we ask God anything. We ask him for wisdom. We lack wisdom. He said, but listen, when you do it, you got to do it in faith. You got to already believe that it's already done. You got to know that you know that you know when you open up your mouth that it's already done. You just declaring it in the atmosphere so the angels can move and set it up for you. And that's what he's saying here. James say, but you have to do it in faith because you can't be wavering and a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Sometimes we say, well, I asked the Lord and he didn't do it. He says back to you, do you have faith? Did you believe I was going to do it when you asked? You can't come for me all timid. Hallelujah. Authority don't work like that. If somebody in authority comes to you and says, well, if you want, can you do this? Do you really think people are going to move? But he said, no, the devil's not going to move for you if you come past the well. If the Lord be willing, can you heal my mom? No. God said that I gave all the power and authority to you to speak over it. He said, in the name of Jesus, you speak over it. You do it. And that's what James is trying to tell you. You have to do it in faith. You have to believe it. You can't be like, oh, well, you know, if. No, if is not a part. It's not an if statement here. This is not an if and then here. I believe God, therefore I speak. I believe God, therefore I speak. In every area of my life, I believe God's going to do it, so I'm going to speak. If I'm hallelujah. I believe God is going to do it here, so I'm going to speak. Hallelujah. John, this is our last scripture, John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And get over there, fellow truth finders. John chapter 14, 13 and 14. It says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. Didn't we just say that? If you shall ask anything in my name, I do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I just added that in. So you know you got to be upright before God. But if you shall ask anything, he didn't say some things, parts of things, just concerning ministry, but not concerning my family, not concerning my finances. He said, whatever you ask in my name. That's why Paul told us in Philippians. He said, don't be anxious. Don't be careful in nothing. You ain't got to be worried about nothing. You ain't got to tiptoe about nothing because you're a child of the Most High. You're a royal priesthood according to 2 Peter. Amen. You're heir to the throne of grace. You are royalty. You are king's kid. Hallelujah. So he said, before you ask anything in my name, whatever you ask in my name, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because you asked me, hallelujah, that God may be glorified, that the Son may be glorified, that you may see, hallelujah, and know, hallelujah, that I am God. There, no, that's why he said, you ain't got to be anxious. You ain't got to be careful. You ain't got to be on pins and needles. He said, in all things with prayer, that's asking God, supplication and thanksgiving, making all requests known to him. Then he said, the peace of God, hallelujah, the peace of God that surpass all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's how you do it, saints. You ask them. Talk to them. as your father, as your maker. Ask him. Talk to him. Come ask him about everything. That's why you got the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Just ask him and watch him do it. You don't have to go through any of this stuff. You don't have to be in chaos or turmoil or worry or fear. All you have to do is ask. Go before him in confidence and ask, and watch him start to change everything as you declare and decree the word of God over every situation and circumstance. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, fellow truth finders. I thank you for joining us on today. Listen, my challenge for you is, as you go back and listen to the shows, if you find more scriptures, hallelujah, pertaining to our subject, write them in the comments. Other truth finders might need those scriptures as well. Amen. So that's my challenge to you. So God bless you all, fellow truth finders. Hallelujah. And remember this, it's the truth that sets you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.